You may be seated. We prayed. The same voice came up to me while I was praying for LTMA. I want to say a few things, and then I'm going to take you into what a vision means when a vision comes forth, a redemptive word from God. I think LTMA is a redemptive word from God. But the Lord revealed to me while we were praying. I knew he wanted us to pray. And this is a sort of a no-no, but it's a yes-yes in the aspect of understanding special anointing, special calling among us for specific reasoning, a specific reason. And so the Lord said to me that the vision of the LTMA is the same vision that the ministry has. But it's changing the lives of ministers with the word of God. So you might write that down. Changing the lives of ministers with the word of God. That's the excitement of LTMA. So in doing that, there are six or seven things I want, while I was praying before I start teaching this morning. You can't be concerned about opinion. It is the vision that matters.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You see, if you stick with the vision, and then we're going to show you how to be in alignment with the assignment.
Yes, sir.
You stick with the vision, it'll bless you.
Yes, sir.
And bless those around you. Now, there'll be a lot of opinion, but you can't deal with opinion when you're dealing with vision.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then the question was asked while I was praying, as the Lord gave me to change the life of ministers with the word of God. You can't change the point in life if they don't let you change.
That's right.
You know, there's always, listen to me, advancement in the kingdom. You never arrive. You're always arriving. There's so much. More than you and I can ever comprehend. So he says here, can you verify your membership of LTMA by evidence of your participation?
All right. Ooh. Yes, sir. Wow.
See, if nothing not happens, you not participate.
Right. Yes, sir. Wow. Absolutely. Absolutely.
See, see, when a real vision or a real assignment is activated, it's also accessing. And making things available to those who connected with it.
Right. Yes, sir.
I got a question further down the line. If your ministry is not advancing in it, there's something wrong with you.
Yes, sir. Wow. Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. See, right. When the Lord said, change the life of ministers with the word of God, well, that's what he's doing.
Yes, sir.
So that's the next one. If you're not advancing in your ministry, it's because you're not seeking beyond what you see or feel.
Right.
See, you're trying to. You can't really, for lack of a better word, you can't really organize a vision. A vision organize you.
Yeah.
See, so when you're looking for an organizational perspective, you'll miss the move of the Spirit.
Yes, absolutely.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
All right, now. In a vision, there's usually a voice of success. Because if the vision not working for the visionary, and don't say nobody follow, we ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. I mean, if the visionary all bogged down, don't know where he going, how in the world he going to help you?
That's right.
But you see, the voice of success must be heard with great respect.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Wow.
Great respect.
Yeah, you see.
That's right.
You can't mess around with a voice of respect who have evidence and just nonchalantly be a friend. You got to find, watch what I say now, you got to find your footing.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes.
And be for him.
Yes.
And watch every step.
Yes, sir.
And learn from every move.
Yes, sir.
Pay attention. A vision is different than an organization.
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll get deep in a minute. When you talk about changing the lives of ministers with the word of God, how many we got? 137 ministers and 87 churches. The Lord says there are going to be 150 churches in the near future. They're going to come in. These boys are going to have to feel them out because they're going to come in a rush. Here's what the Lord expects to do. He said to me this way, verily, verily, you know when Jesus said verily, verily, mean truly, truly, pay attention,
yes,
verily, verily, every limitation must be eliminated.
Yes, sir, sir. Yes, sir.
If you're changing the life of ministers with the word of God,
right, yes,
it'll come to a point that every limitation will be eliminated.
Yes, sir.
Why? They'll have a knowledge that does not respect limitation.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they will come to the concept of understanding they are not breaking through, they already have broken through.
Right.
The other thing may be a divine delay,
yes, sir,
but it doesn't mean I can't go through it.
Right.
I like what the Holy Ghost said, changing the life of ministers. Now go find that somewhere with the word of God. Now, when he said that, there's a hesitation because ministers think they know everything.
Right.
And you can't hardly tell them nothing sometimes, you know.
Yes,
they got, you know, they got their name written on the wall and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But they got to pay attention,
yes,
to go further.
Right, sir.
I heard these two words, unfold and manifest. I just wrote them down.
Yes, sir.
And then he came back and told me the rest, the value of the vision.
Yes, sir.
See, there's an unfolding and there's always a manifesting. What has a real live redemptive vision from God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so you had to pay attention.
Right.
Don't care how big your church get.
Right.
Don't care how many places you're traveling to.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You know, I mean, you're there for a reason.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yeah.
So it's changing the life of ministers with the word of God. I love it.
Yes,
now I wrote this down for you. You got to work with this on the best of your ability. I don't know who he's talking to, what he really, I know what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like to pray a little while for getting the spirit, getting the realm of God. But he told me the dog is still barking, but he's lost his bite. God talked to me like that. I understand what he's talking about, that there's going to be a lot of noise being made, but they can't touch it. He's still barking, and that's Satan himself, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Satan barking, but he can't bite.
Yeah.
And you have to know that.
Right.
And then, I can't pronounce this word, vacillating, like a fan turning.
Yeah.
Huh? Yes, he said that got to be stopped.
Right. Yeah.
If you don't stop vacillating, if you don't become consistent in the man flow, you're going to be left out.
Yes, sir.
Now, another thing, ladies and gentlemen, sons and daughters, all connection includes direction.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Jesus in John 15, you remember what he said?
Yes, sir.
He said, I'm the vine.
Yes, sir.
You got to stay connected right.
Right.
I got to prune you every now and then. That's what he's saying, you know.
Yeah.
And then he told me, then I'm starting this morning teaching, You embalm dead men. Live men and women must be empowered.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
So I'm not gonna be no undertaker.
Right. Yes,
if you're not gonna accept it and go flow with it, we're gonna move on without you. Now, Acts 6 and 7 is the word God gave me for this ministry, and the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied, and Jerusalem greater. The Lord just called my attention why he established the LTMA.
Mm-hmm.
The last part of that voice.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
A great coming of the priest were obedient to the faith.
Yeah, right.
So he had God in his wisdom, had this divine combination in place all the time.
Yeah.
For headquarters and for LTMA.
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
Great number of disciples multiplied, you know.
Right.
But then he said, great company of the priests were obedient to the faith.
Yes.
What caused it to happen? The word increased.
Yes, sir.
You see, can you see that?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Changing the lives of ministers with the word of God. Most ministers' lives have never been changed. That's why they struggle in ministry.
Yes, sir.
There's no struggle. So, now you got these scriptures. You all, a minister should know these scriptures. In Proverbs 29:18, Acts 26:19, Paul talk about the heavenly vision. Uh-huh. Meaning it wasn't from earth, it's from heaven. As Acts 29, wherefore, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. So we got to know we're dealing with heaven.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then, you know, in Proverbs 29:18, the Amplified Bible said, where there's no vision, no revelation of God and his word, the people are unrestrained. But happy and blessed is he who keep the law of God. Now, whatever I teach you, whatever I impart to you in these section of impartation, that means you take it to your personal life,
right,
and you take it to your people.
Right. Yes, sir.
I tell you, you can't go wrong if you do that.
Yes,
I was raised that way.
Yes, sir.
I followed my father so close, if he would have stopped, I'd have stumbled over on him.
Yes, sir.
Then I found out a son who's paying attention to him. I started following him.
Right.
Followed Dr. Price, because he paid so much attention to Dr. Hagin.
Yes.
So I followed both of them. And so you got to stay close. And then you can't talk about vision unless you read Habakkuk 2 in the Lord, answer me and say, write the vision, make it plain up on table, that you may run and read it. The Amplified Bible said, then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, engrave it plainly on clay, tablet, so that the one who read it will run. Now they said to me, 80-something of you on the line, I want y'all to pay attention, you're in different places. I cannot minister to you as effective as I minister to these unless you focus.
Right,
these in the sanctuary here, they're focused because they're here alive with me. But I want you to understand this statement, how to be fully in alignment with the assignment of this vision.
Yeah.
Now two words stand out there, alignment.
Uh-huh.
Well, the first one, fully. And the next word is alignment and assignment. Now, you have heard this morning, we've heard this morning, the target of this, I don't want to use organization, the target of LTMA. My leaders in the church, I talked to my Miller son, I have 12 men here who wasn't doing what they're supposed to do. They wasn't following close enough. You know, if I'm in Houston, those 12 men ought to make it there. You see what I mean? You make it, Memphis, so they ought to be able to make it. And so Montreal ministered to them about that. But you can't ask nobody to follow you if you don't show them how you're gonna benefit them. But I'm always doing that. You see what I'm saying? Nobody gonna do nothing that they're not gonna get nothing out of. You just a lie. You lying. You're lying. You want something. Everybody wants something. God built us to want something. And I won't be up in no situation where ain't nothing happening. Just going. So it is the visionary job to keep the vision fresh for you. See, you keep the vision fresh. See, vision from God.
Yes, sir.
Redemptive purpose from God. Redemptive revelation from God. And then I know you know many definitions, but my secretary is always excited when I'm preaching something straight out of my spirit.
Yeah.
It's coming straight out of my spirit. She would tell me, say, this is your stuff, you know. I say, yeah, I know. So what is a vision? A vision is a redemptive insight from God that has already been paid for.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
You heard that?
Yes, sir.
A vision is a redemptive insight from God that has already been paid for.
Yeah.
You see, that. So there's so much that can be brought out from that perspective God is uncontainable.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of time, he's unexplainable.
Right.
He just do things, you know.
Yes,
but the closer you get to him, the closer you're not going to be containable.
Right.
See, I've come to the point I'm not containable. You can't contain me. Men have tried to contain me, but I won't let them contain me because, and I don't never try to contain a man.
Right. Yes, sir.
You're supposed to be expanding.
Right.
In the area of enlargement.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes you get smothered if you get in a place where they try to keep you small.
Right. Yes,
but in changing line, I think there's an expansion that takes place.
Yeah.
If that person, my goodness. If they pay attention in the spirit realm, they'll start being exposed to things beyond the average minister.
Right. Yes, sir. Right, sir.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Then you'll be able to express yourself greater than average.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Mark that now.
Come on.
You'll be able to express it. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
You'll be able to express yourself greater than average. I left average a long time ago.
Yeah, my God.
I saw average. I said, you will not be with me no more.
Right.
I left him.
Right. Yeah.
Uh-huh, whatever you want to call him.
Yeah.
I left him. You see? And so I recognize that a minister can't be average.
Right. Yes, sir.
No. Yeah, because he's expanding. He got to expand. So, a vision is a redemptive insight from God that has already been paid for.
Right,
now, you're not going to find that in a book. It's in this book.
Right.
You can put Apostle Thompson by that.
Yes,
right.
Now, I want you to listen very carefully because sometimes my wordings are not catchable unless you pay close attention. The reason we are dealing with vision this morning, that I didn't know God was going to give me the vision for this whole LTMA, but the reason we did, and I didn't have that when I wrote this. The reason we're dealing with vision, it establishes a path of fulfillment.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so many ministries and ministers are unfulfilled.
Right, that's right.
So many gifts have not been unwrapped yet.
Yes, sir.
Because when you start unwrapping them, they wrap up and leave.
Yes, sir. Right, right.
You see?
Right.
See, sometimes, you know, unwrapping a gift, sometimes you got to pull a ribbon off. And that person is so proud about what they have done, and they haven't done nothing. And you pull a ribbon. Good God Almighty, they're gone. I've seen them left LTMA just because I pull a ribbon.
Right.
I believe they really love me, but I pull a ribbon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If I left the doggone ribbon alone, they'd still be hanging around, but they wouldn't be doing nothing.
Right. Wow.
A path of fulfillment.
Yes, sir.
Ministers must be walking a path of fulfillment. They must. If you're not walking it, how are you going to lead somebody else to it?
Yes, sir.
Well, you preach it. How are you going to preach it?
Yes, sir.
Now, and God has given you the opportunity to reap from the fulfillment benefit of this vision.
Yes, sir.
You can do sit down like you're doing now. You'll be further advanced when you leave here than when you came.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Even if it's one word.
Yes, sir.
Because one word from God is pregnant.
Yes, sir.
With years in it.
Yes.
Decade.
Yes, sir.
That's decade. You get a word from God, that money coming.
Right, sir.
Decade, rest of my life, it'll be there. I'm at a supermarket.
Yes, sir.
What is connection? Three words I want to stand out here. Being in relationship, a commitment, or a covenant with a vision or visionary.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, one thing the Lord reminded me, Junior, is to tell the minister what I'm teaching. They're going to have to be in their own way, Melvin, minister this to your people.
Right.
The reason some of your people lap-legged is because they don't know where they're going.
Right. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
See? You have to congeal where you're going in a statement,
yes, sir.
A sentence.
Yes,
a word. So they don't know where you're going.
Right.
Now this church know where we're going.
Yes,
we're changing the life of people, word of God. We're aiming at people.
Right.
And that's all I do.
Yeah.
So connection include relationship, commitment, covenant.
Yeah.
If you don't have the relationship, if you're not right, if delegated authority come to you, one of the 12 come to you, or one of the 12, some of the 12 have appointed, and you can't handle that, you're not connected.
Right.
Because those guys, the girls, are connected to me, and they're rolling back to me.
Yes, right.
And I don't have time to do everything.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Right.
Yes, sir.
I don't forgot who it was. I read about him this morning. Oh, my God. I believe it was Mr. Ford who established the Ford car.
Yes, sir.
And they called him to court for his ignorance.
Yeah.
You read that?
Yes,
sir. He said he was ignorant. And so he sat there in court a while, you know, and then he told him, he said, listen, I got a thing on my desk with red buttons, with different name. All I ain't got to be messing my mind up with this small stuff. I push that red button, that person come tell me exactly what I need to know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so delegated authority, you know, I can't go run behind every little fish.
Right.
See, I catch the whale.
Right.
Everybody can eat from one fish, you see.
Right.
And so that's the way delegated authority works. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So we don't have time. If you don't develop a relationship, and if you're not going to show forth commitment, it's not covenant.
Yes, sir.
And nobody got no time to run behind you.
Right. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Right.
Come on.
That's true. Come
right.
on, Apostle.
You're right.
Now, connection is important when connected to a vision.
Yes.
Why? See, a vision is bigger than all of us.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how you men and women will accept this, but connection with vision is the only thing that a man or woman in this life has to look forward
That's
to.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You really, if you're not connected to a vision from God, the vision of your house ain't nothing.
That's right.
Vision of the car you ride, you just grinning in the car. No, you got to be connected with something bigger than that.
Right, right, right.
That's why some ministers don't go no farther.
Right.
Their vision is their car.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Or what kind of building they can build.
Yeah. Right.
Or how many people they have.
Yeah.
No, your vision got to be God.
Yes, sir.
The rest of that is elementary.
Yes, sir.
You can educate yourself and do a lot of things. But the vision is so important, and the vision is what God is doing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I can't get around it, Jeremiah. Took something from you.
Yes, sir.
Him and I know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
I mean, he said it to me the other day when I saw you. He said it to me back there by the wall. I had talked to one or two of my boys about that. I think I talked to Darnell about it. I don't know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Make you look like the Taliban or somebody.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Very few people can get people to do something like I do, you know, but
yes,
I just tell them the truth, you know.
Yes, sir.
Man, I was talking to a man, he had a hearing in more than one time. But I ministered to about 7 or 8 boys at one time. The older one come out with a earring in his ear. He's going to college. I said, what that mean? I said, what that mean? He said, I said, you're trying to be like other people.
Yeah.
I said, but you know that's a slave for men. When men wear earrings, that's the way they used to mark us as slaves.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. I don't know whether he took it out or not. I told him what I had to tell him.
Yes,
I got them all saved, thank
yes,
God. When God permits you to partake in a vision leadership, it is a privilege and an opportunity.
Yes, sir.
See, don't take that lightly.
Uh-huh.
Now, let's look at some of the things we'll find out. The Lord has established that this vision or this association is based on changing the life of ministers with the word of God. So in the assignment of this vision, number one, how to be fully how to fully be in alignment with the assignment of this vision. And there's some things you have to understand. You cannot do this unless you understand some things, all right? You have to understand what it is doing right now and where it's headed. So LTMA is to establish in the lives of ministers the fulfillment of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 16.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, yes. Yeah, he's just to fulfill it. I will not let them in the next graduation receive money like they did last time. I just said that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, not in the graduation.
Yeah.
If the class gonna give something, let them give it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yes,
you know, I said let something go sometime, you know, but I'm already set and already come.
Yes,
you see, our chapter we read today, those who read the chapter,
yes, sir.
I went over all my intercessors and looked to see, did they see one major thing? You should bless the one who teach you things.
Right.
Most of them miss it. They went on sowing and reaping, and but they missed that part.
Yeah.
And they should have saw that part.
Yeah, right.
Oh!
Yeah,
right. See, that's the kind of leadership I do, you see.
Yes,
I made somebody hot,
right.
You know, because they saw Jesus in the cross and all. Yeah, I know, but
yeah. Come on,
as leaders, we cannot afford to have immature leaders who do not make the transition themselves.
Come on.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
you see, if you're immature, how you going to expect maturity to come into people you ministering to?
Right.
You can't even transition.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Right.
Come on. Yes, sir.
You can't even be led.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
You don't want change. You don't want to follow the instructions.
Right.
Then you go to the people and say, wonder why y'all don't want to follow my instructions. Ain't the word of God.
Yeah.
And the people holler back, you go follow somebody, we might follow you.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
Oh, this one you're going to be heavy.
Oh, my God.
You must shift with the vision from your agenda.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You'll never be able to stay here.
Right.
You'll never be able to stay here. These boys will kill you. You will never be able to stay here. Because they didn't shift, you see.
Yes,
and so that commitment, go back to that commitment, you see, being committed.
Yes,
if you don't shift, this vision will kill you.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir.
You try to work your own agenda.
Right. Yeah.
See, that's what they do. They get in the mortgage and they be swapping pulpit
right.
Trying to make connection, passing out cards.
Right.
They ain't paying attention to the leader.
Glory to God.
In large number with no power. Boys and girls, there's some of them, I'll put them up against anybody.
Yes,
and then turn them loose in any place, I'll go.
Yes, sir.
Skelton went home to be with the Lord and his wife. He's going to take over. We're going to go and install her. But she said, no, I paid attention.
Right.
Yes, sir.
She don't have to be perfect, just she paid attention.
Yes, sir.
We're going to put her in as pastor.
Yes, sir.
She's preaching now.
Yes, sir.
I was sending another woman, one of our girls, to go preach. What Archangel was going to go preach for. And then I was sending David, I think. And the weather, we couldn't get in there. One, Leroy Jr. couldn't get in there.
Yeah.
I let him use a jet to go preach that Sunday. Couldn't go for the weather.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, I can handle it.
Right.
I'm just waiting on you, Apostle. I mean, I do, but I can handle it.
Right.
I said, go, oh, you got it in the morning, then go for it. She's been going ever since.
Yes,
praise
yes,
God.
Glory to God.
So you must shift with the vision from your agenda.
Yes, sir.
Now, I wrote this for your thinking. Every member of LTMA, I want you to hear this. This is a glorious assignment that God has given us.
Yes, sir.
Change the life of ministers?
Absolutely.
That means we change,
right.
And we change the people we minister to.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now, the church have suffered because ministers have not understood accountability themselves.
Right. Yes, sir. Great.
That's why I bring great accountability on those who follow. I want to break them or make them.
Right. Yes, sir.
You see, when you got accountability, it found out who's the frog.
Yes, sir.
Yes. You know, a frog, he's just jumping all the time.
Yes,
who the lizard? You know what the lizard do, right? He a change color all the time. You'll find out who for real.
Yes, sir.
And the only way you're going to find out who for real is they're going to have the pressure of accountability.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if this work gonna work well, but anybody can be available.
Right. Come on, Apostle.
Show up at the meeting.
Yeah.
But are you accountable?
Yes, sir.
Can the leaders turn their back on you?
Right.
And you're still gonna do the same thing.
Right.
I ain't gonna mention it, boys. I almost mentioned, but I ain't gonna mention it. I'm gonna have mercy on y'all.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Accountability. You can't be changed.
Come on, Apostle.
You can't even be, watch this now, you can't even be accessed.
Yeah. Come on.
Unless you prove some accountability.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
See. Anybody can hold a hose pipe with no pressure.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm not trying to be like nobody else.
Right.
Don't come bring me what they do.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Look how far they went.
Yeah.
So we are all in the process of being matured in this area.
Yes.
But you are going to have to take double accountability. So we can carry out this assignment for it fulfillment and achievement.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's what it's about, see.
Yes, sir.
Now this one is very pregnant to me, personal, to the members of LTMA and especially the leaders. I need your eyes open,
right, yes,
so I can keep going the direction I'm going,
right. Yes,
pulling and planting in you.
Yes, sir.
See, thing that the Spirit of God has given to me as an apostle.
Right.
Let me read that in one statement.
Yes,
I need your eye open so I can keep your eyes open so I can keep going in the direction. Eye open. I wrote that down. Two scriptures that have served me quite well. Luke 24:31.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
And 45.
Yes, sir.
One open to your understanding, the other one open to your eyes.
Yes, sir.
And then Luke 21:12-15. Sometime, I was talking to a son, I told him sometime we're drifting. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then another thing is, but we need direction. And get this now, sometime God will hang you over the canyon of defeat.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
That you may understand you have to trust him at all times.
Yes, sir.
If you never hung over the canyon of defeat where you couldn't do nothing else for yourself and you prayed every prayer and read every verse and nothing happened, you ain't growing.
Yes, sir.
The kingdom of defeat is to show you what God you serve.
Yes, sir.
I've been hanging out over that canyon many times.
Yes, sir.
Nothing. Couldn't do nothing.
Right.
But he brought me through it.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Wow. Give Jeremiah some shaving equipment, Montreal, so he can shave him. Come on back in here.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir.
I don't even see him.
Yeah.
I've been looking for him. I wish Ron Boy would listen, because I'm going to get him. He, yes, sir, Ron Boy is on my target list. Yeah, he's on my target list. His beard and all.
Yeah.
He got a beard that hang down. He's like Santa Claus. What are you doing? You know this on air? Yeah, I know it's on air.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir.
He'll cut it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, in due season, he'll cut it off. Because he'll submit to me like Jeremiah.
Right. Yes, sir.
Jeremiah running, gone, looking for a razor.
Yes, sir.
Clayton know what I'm talking about. I said, what is this?
Yes, sir.
Those scriptures in Luke 21, 12 through 15,
yes,
your attacks, if you address it right, will turn out to testimony. That's what he's talking about.
Yes,
then God will give you a mouth and wisdom.
Yes, sir.
See,
yes, sir.
Speak a word in season.
Yes, sir.
All right, now. So recognize this apostolic vision,
yes, sir.
This apostolic house,
right.
The heart of the apostle,
yes, sir.
The apostolic assignment.
Right.
And we can get this job done.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
I'm even laughing with you or laughing at you because they don't make me no different.
Yes, sir.
Jesus explained the vision that he had when he was on earth. And he explained the vision like this, Jerry Dane. He said, a vision comes from the Father. John 17, give us insight on leadership.
Yes, sir.
Jesus, in his high priestly prayer, prayed about oneness in the vision.
Right. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, see, they may be one as we are one.
Yes, sir.
We all may be one.
Yes, sir.
That's so important in the vision. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
That's so important in the vision.
Yes, sir.
The Father had given him his assignment to complete the vision.
Right.
You have to make the vision yours.
Yes, sir.
But vision comes from the Father.
Yes, sir.
Jesus himself was carrying out a vision.
Yes,
he said, I'm not doing this on my own.
Yes, sir.
I don't do nothing but what I see the Father do.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You know, I kind of parallel that. Y'all don't supposed to be doing nothing in your churches unless you see me do it.
That's right. That's right, Apostle.
Amen, sir.
No.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but I got my own vision. What? 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 What?
Come on,
Apostle.
Yes, sir.
I'm laughing at you now.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on, Apostle.
Well, Dan got the largest ministry. No, he don't.
Yeah, come on.
Yes, sir.
He got the largest number of people.
Right, yes, sir. Come on,
yes, sir.
He ain't been around long enough to have the largest vision.
Right.
Yes, sir. Come on.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes,
he got a large church, a lot of people. But there's a spiritual aspect to this.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You see? Now, how can I say that?
Yeah.
Say, man, Dan might get high. What I care?
Yes, sir.
But I know he's not.
Right.
You see, he know. He locked in.
Right. Yes,
that's the kind of men and women you got to have around you.
Right. Yes, sir.
Right.
You see that?
Yes, sir.
See that? Talking about my church.
Yeah.
Negro. I ain't talking about your church. I'm trying to get a point across here.
Yes, sir.
You know, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Now, let me get back to you again. The Father had given his assignment to complete the vision. The vision come from the Father. Jesus was carrying out the vision. The Holy Spirit was carrying out the vision.
Yes, sir.
The church is to carry out a vision.
Right.
The kingdom of God is to carry out a vision. Every believer who is tied in with God, they are to be at all time carrying out the vision.
Yes, sir.
So let's denote this factor. Here in the LTMA, everybody is a vision carrier.
You're right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
And those who are part of LTMA can minister to minister.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
If they take the course like they should, they'll be able to minister to other ministers who never will see
right.
The light of this light of this association.
Yes, sir.
So, with that in mind, I wrote, I'm a vision carrier, and I must always be carrying out the vision. Say that. I'm a vision carrier,
and I must always carry out the vision. Yes, sir.
You know, that's a vast need for changing the life of minister.
Yes,
sir. Some ministers are whore.
Come on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And if they get an unwhorish leader,
right.
It might get the whore out of them. A lot of broke ministers.
Yes, sir.
Well, you see, quite naturally, this vision where God got me standing, your minister can't stay broke around me.
Right, absolutely.
You know.
Yeah.
You don't know what that means. I did that and two $10,000 check came in. Just left. Bam, bam. One run into the other one. Yeah. One come from, I don't have no idea who that is.
Yeah.
I don't know the people. Yeah.
Come on, Apostle.
Now, if you're a vision carrier, anything else come in your life is just part of the vision.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
See, you can't never depart. You can't never separate. You can't never be somewhere else.
Right, sir.
So, if you're going to receive what you need to receive from here, listen to this. You not put the vision aside as one of the numbers.
Right.
It has to be a major aspect in your life. Are you following
me? Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
What Joshua said, me and my house,
we
want to serve the Lord.
Yes,
a visionary and also his leaders under him should know how important the vision is. Mm-hmm. You cannot go by emotion or feeling or getting hurt because the vision is still alive. You pastors, I got three pastors here, you know, Jesus told us, let the wheat grow to tear.
Yes, sir.
But sometimes you just got to deal with some things.
Yes, sir.
Man, you just got to tear up.
Yeah, right.
And that'll keep the ministry on keel.
Right.
You have to have people afraid to mess up.
Right. Yeah. Wow.
Because they know you're not going to punk out.
Yes, sir.
For their tithes and nothing else.
That's right. Yes,
you're not going to destroy the whole congregation for $6,000.
Right. Yeah.
You're not much of a visionary because God ain't not your soul's dead.
Right.
That portion is your soul.
Yes,
see, sometimes people rise up because they're giving a little money, you know.
Yes,
I don't make no difference to me.
Right.
You know.
Yes, sir.
I called a lady by concern on yesterday and told her how much I love her. And, I didn't really tell her how much I love her. It was love for me calling.
Yeah.
I was telling her she's high up in life, and I was telling her how to deal with some things. And she told me, said, yeah, just yesterday, the Lord told me to send you a $10,000 check. This is a confirmation. I said, no, I didn't call for the $10,000. She said, yeah, but it's in the mail today.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Wow.
So both ways, I'm glad I heard from God. Hallelujah. See, you got to be honest.
Yes, sir.
See, I ain't going to be all modest.
Come on, Apostle.
Glory to God. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I wouldn't have called. I might not have got that $10,000. I had to confirm it. So my concern confirming it.
Yeah.
Oh, don't miss that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My concern confirmed
it. Come on.
Yes, sir.
But I explained to her, money is not on my agenda.
Right. Yes, sir.
This call is not a money call.
Right. Right.
Because people who handle a lot of money, people usually call them and get up on them for money.
Yes, sir.
If you cannot handle If you cannot handle a correction, you cannot be a leader,
Yes, sir.
A pastor, an evangelist, a teacher, a prophet, nor an apostle.
Right, sir.
Because, listen, all leaders has to be corrected.
Yes, sir.
Oh, another, I say corrected, but it's really another word. But all leaders have to be correctors. You have to correct other people. That is part of the assignment. So we have the connection, correction, the provision, and the protection that a vision provides for people is actually a dwelling place.
Yes, sir.
Let me go over that again. So see, listen. See. How can I say this, Lord? Due to the preparation over the years and my Holy Spirit inspiration of pursuing God through grace. Has brought a spiritual maturity over these 42 years that is available in my spirit when you call.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, you just can't take this leadership.
Right.
It has to be given to you by God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because you take on a responsibility. Sometimes situation has to be dealt with only in the spirit.
Right.
Yes,
yes,
sir.
My
God.
And sometimes ministers need a word.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Who that boy went out and said, Lord, you know, all the prophets, Lord, I said, look, get back here. I got four. How many say I got?
Yeah.
I got a bunch of prophets left. You're not the only one. You just depressed.
Yes, sir.
Take a deep breath. Let the Holy Ghost help you. All right, so we have the connection, correction, the provision. Notice how that connection, correction, the provision, and the protection. That a vision provided for people is actually a dwelling place. But the carbon heavy hang over your head in case you don't know it.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I got confirmation this morning. He was the first one here.
Uh-huh.
I'd been praying about it. See, I'm not too much of an organized person. I do things off the cuff.
Right.
But I'll be you the next 12, that man. I'll be you that next man. I did some praying about it, and I wasn't going to say nothing about it, to keep praying, you know, and looking over. But I believe he's the next man.
Oh, glory.
Now that come on, see, that scares some people,
because
that bring on a responsibility.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yep.
You know, I say I believe.
Yes, sir. I heard.
I couldn't hardly get around it.
Yeah.
He must have took Jeremiah to the barbershop. When a real word from God is in motion,
yes, sir.
And you're part of it,
yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It is a dwelling place,
and
it is powerful.
Yeah. Wow.
So LTMA, ought to have more on the line. Now, how many on the line now? All of those on the line, LTMA, is a dwelling place. I know you got your gift.
Yes,
I know you got your revelation.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. I know you can preach.
Right.
I know you can teach.
Right.
But if not, we're not talking about that.
That's right. That's right.
Right. Right.
That's right. Yes, sir.
You see? And so I feel sorry for a person or people who have no vision from God.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
My God. Give me a handkerchief or something.
93.
93 online. Now, leading in the spirit is the highest type of vision. I want you to get this. Numbers 24:1, and when Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he went not as at other time to seek for enchantment, but he set his face toward the wilderness. Second verse, and Balaam lifted up his eye, and he saw Israel abiding in his tent according to their tribe, and the Spirit of God came upon him. Leading in the Spirit is the highest type of vision.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, if you don't be in the Spirit, you're going to do some other things.
Right, right, right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You need the Spirit to check you.
Yes, sir.
If you see like God sees, the Spirit of God will come upon you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Just read those two verses, you're going to see it. When he saw like he saw. When you see things from God's point of view,
right.
The Spirit of the Lord will come upon you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
Because the Holy Ghost is not doing nothing that's not seeing something in God's
right,
point of view.
Right. Yes, sir. That's right.
If you're looking awkwardly and you don't see what God is seeing, a lot of time your life is going to be baffled.
Yes, sir. Wow.
You're not going to know what to do.
Yes,
I've am over the Lord over the years. Sometimes I missed it
to
see what the Lord is seeing.
Yes, sir.
See, when you see what the Lord is seeing, the Spirit of the Lord connects Himself to you at a stronger dimension.
Yes, sir. Right.
Yeah. How to see like God sees, which will remove all contamination.
Yes, sir.
You see, because when you begin to see like God sees, there's a purification take place.
Yes, yes, sir.
And you go to saying, search me, O God.
Know
my heart, try me, know my thoughts, see if there be any wicked way in me, and leave me. When you get in His presence, you're gonna come, you're gonna cry out.
Yes, sir.
What Isaiah did in the sixth chapter.
Yes, sir.
I said, well, my God, who is this?
Right.
Then he started talking about, Lord, I'm undone.
Yes, sir.
And them live coals of fire was put on his tongue.
Yes,
my God. Now listen, and this is one thing we gotta work on, LTM. Sometimes our personal agenda brings a blindness and a contamination on what God really wants us to do. What God wants us to have and what God wants us to be. I'll read that again. So if some of y'all kind of contaminated, so you get yourself straight. You see, get your butt straight. Don't be questioning my leadership. I ain't got to lead like you want me to lead. Listen. See, sometimes your personal agenda bring a blind and contamination on what God really want us to do, what God really want us to have, and what God want us to be, doing, being, doing, and having. That's what LTMA is about, bringing people into what God want them to be, what God want them to do, and what God want them to have. And the church is far behind on that. One black gentleman, I was reading, and his mom was a smart woman. It was poor and didn't have nothing. And his mom continued to call him in. He was at the age of 5. His mom said to him, son, God don't want us poor. Your father never caught the vision to be rich. Nobody in the family never was inspired to be rich. He took that and became a wealthy man. He said, your father just never had the desire to be rich. Now, some of y'all sitting here. Yeah, all of excuse them. I'm all right. Shoot, man, you ain't all right. But it's all right. You have to have the aspiration with the revelation before you can go into the manifestation. If you don't aspire for something, God is not going to give it to you. If you're going to listen to the status quo of all these spiritual people, you know they think they're spiritual. So set yourself because it is possible. But possibility is not the highest rank in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
You heard that?
Yeah.
I'm going to take you further now. Possibility is not what?
Yeah.
Possibility is not the highest rank in the spirit.
Yeah.
It says all things are possible, but that's not the highest rank.
Yes, sir.
The highest rank in the spirit is realization. Man, I mean, everything can be possible, but it don't become real to you.
Yes, sir.
It ain't gonna be possible to you.
Right.
See, some think revelation is the highest form. No, it's not. Revelation introduces you to realization.
Yes, sir.
Where you realize
Yes, sir.
That this belonged to me.
Yeah.
And I'm not backing it off until it manifests.
Right. Come on,
it'll produce a tenacity, a boldness.
Yeah.
A definite purpose, a definite aim, a
burning
desire,
a
selected life.
Yes, sir.
don't be connected to the bull in the china cabinet. She tearing everything up and nothing happening.
Yes, sir.
All this hooming, hollering. Minister fell the other day. He's talking about all this wise talking and woman pregnant for him.
Yeah, yeah.
He on live TV all over the world talking about how God. He said, and then let me talk something else too.
Yes, sir.
All these people got killed. I have much on them, but they were out of order.
Yes,
them punks and sissies, they got killed. Somebody shot them because they're out of the will of God.
Yeah.
You ain't got no covering. People talking about love. No, God is the God of judgment. Nobody won't talk about him as a God of judgment. They won't talk about him as a God of love, God of grace. No, aid, that's where aid come from. People did, what? The Romans say, give him a reprobate mind. You got to change. Don't come telling me. There's more going to be killed. God said, fret not yourself because the evildoer, they'll be cut off. See, y'all get scared. Y'all get all gracified and all loving and all forgiving. No, they was in the wrong place. It's a judgment.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Come on, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
What kind of protection you going to have and you illegal?
Yes, sir. Right. My God. Yes, sir. My God.
See, now, this LTMA.
Yes, sir.
People, right. People say, let's pray. Let's pray. God, have mercy. I my heart go out for the family.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But I'm going to tell you something.
Yes, sir.
That you might not never hear again.
Yeah.
Some of the family are relieved.
Yeah.
Wow. I see. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What do you mean by that?
Uh-huh.
The embarrassment.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Mm. Yes, sir.
That's a heavy thing over here, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And then some of them know why they're dead. I'm going to get off here in a minute.
Yeah.
Some of them know why they're dead.
Yeah.
If they're Christian,
yes, sir.
Man took a church 1 week, then they find him dead in Baton Rouge in a homosexual alley.
Yes, sir.
They took him as pastor 1 week.
Yep.
See, people don't know.
Yeah.
And then he got killed the next week. God said, you can't pastor my people.
Right.
Devil said, I'm in agreement.
Yes, sir.
It is not your dream, nor hope, nor the information, not the revelation. It is not your desire or the possibility, but it's the realization. They already been there. They've been there for a long time.
Yes,
possibility's been there.
Right, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Everything possible, all
right.
Things possible,
right.
But all things not happening.
Right.
Why? We need to get a revelation to bring us to realization.
Yes, sir.
The highest thing, I'll turn it loose in a minute, the highest thing in the spirit realm is coming to a realization. It is real to you. It is personal to you. When that happened, nobody and nothing can stop you.
Yes, sir.
When you come to, watch this now, I'm going to put it backward. When you come to a realization of a revelation,
yes, sir.
That thing become you and you become it. See, when it becomes real, when a revelation is real, and you know when somebody's talking to you,
right.
You know if it's real to them.
That's right.
So let me read it in all connected. It's real to you, that is personal to you. The highest thing in the spirit realm is coming to a realization. It is real to you, it is personal to you. When that happens, nothing can stop you. When you come to a realization of a revelation, that thing becomes you, and you become it, and you act like a God then.
Yes, sir. Woo! Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Come on, Apostle. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Because revelation realization releases the God that is in you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And you quit talking like a man or a woman. You talk like God.
Yes, sir.
Because you know.
Yes, sir.
So possibilities are not God hides. It is possible, but it has to be realized to the point you won't think nothing else about that which God has called you to.
Yeah. Right. Yes,
see, when that realization hits you, I'm going to have to close in a minute. When that realization hits you, partner, it's when it comes to a realization in your spirit,
yes,
nothing else can happen,
yes, sir.
But what you say is going to happen.
Right.
I said to you, whosoever shall say,
yeah.
Call things that be not as though they were.
Right.
See, that's in revelation realization that happened. See, that's not in repetition.
Right.
And not in repeating things.
Yeah.
See, a lot of people, the word of faith got to repeat a lot of stuff. Thank God we've got some things accomplished.
Right,
but that stuff got to come to a realization, man. The tree ain't going to move unless you know what you're talking about.
Right.
Yes, sir.
The storm not going to stop unless you believe it. The question is this thing real to me?
Right, yes, sir.
You out there trying to preach something to somebody. Is it, when I come to this pulpit, whatever I'm coming to preach is real to me.
Yes, sir.
All right, now watch this. Because we change the lives of ministers with the word of God, right?
Yes, sir.
Watch this now.
Yes, sir.
I have a lot of scriptures, and I have prayed a lot of prayers. But have my eyes been open to see what God sees?
Right.
See, a lot of times people have a lot of scriptures,
right.
Have a lot of prayer,
right.
But they didn't stay long enough,
yes,
for God to open their eyes,
yeah.
To see what he sees.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
My God.
So they come down and search the scriptures, for in them you think you have life,
yes, sir.
But they testify of me.
Yes,
are y'all getting this?
Yes, sir.
Listen very carefully. Visionaries got to be able to see what God sees.
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
Amen?
Yes, sir.
You have no business talking if your eyes aren't open.
Yeah.
At number 24:3 again, he took up his parable and said, Balaam, the son of Boaz, had said, and the man whose eyes are open has said.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, Numbers 24:23.
Yes,
you ain't got to be talking if your eyes not open.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Man talking with closed eyes don't even know where he going.
Right.
Yes, sir.
What do you have to say to anybody if you can't see?
Amen.
Scripture told us the blind can't lead the blind. As visionaries, our eyes are to be opened beyond one moment.
Yes, sir.
Our eyes are to be opened beyond one moment.
Yes, sir.
The vastness of the vision is not one setting.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now, this is a warning here, because to the extent that I have in my heart to raise every minister in this organization.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I want to make this statement. You can get crippled. For example, I am the overseer of LTMA. If I'm dealing with something, I have to deal with you about something. Wait a minute. Or make a decision about this organization, I'll call it that, or this association, and you let that one thing be funky to you, and begin to stink in your nostrils and in your heart.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Right.
Come on, Apostle.
9,273 things to bless you.
Yeah, yeah,
right,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right, 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 right.
Yeah.
Yes, and this 74th thing don't sound right to you. And
yeah.
You're going to jump off the doggone ship for that one thing.
Yeah, right.
And God will bless your life.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Come on, Apostle.
Praise, sir.
Mm-hmm. Boy, give me a ring. He think he was an apostle.
Yeah.
I knew he wasn't. So I started peeling him.
Yeah.
When I started peeling him, he backed off.
Right.
I want to be here.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on, Apostle.
He'll be a fake all his life.
Right.
Yes, sir.
With 14, 15 people.
Yes, sir.
Half dedicated.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right.
There's strange things about these men. Their wives know better.
Yes, sir.
I could see in his wife's experience, listen at the apostle. Yeah. And you know, they got to go weep by themselves because now, who you love, me or the apostle?
Yes, sir.
So that wife got to kind of yield with him in his foolishness.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking for the day a woman stand up and say, no, get your tail back over there, apostle treading you.
Right.
I'm tired of you missing every turn we make.
Yeah, right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. It's coming.
Yes, sir.
I'm reaching out to God to find out which way he wants this ship to go.
Yes, sir.
But you still upset about last month.
Right. Yeah. Come on, apostle, it's good.
No, I wrote. You got to see further than that.
Yeah.
Say, God, keep my eyes open. Say it. You're not to have your mouth open if your eyes are closed.
Yes, sir.
Or you're not to have your mouth open if your eyes not open.
Right. Yeah.
Don't say anything about nothing if you can't see. First, find your way.
Right.
They said they couldn't see him. He opened their eyes, and then they saw him at Luke 24. I think it's 32, 31. My. Luke 24, 45. They couldn't understand. He opened their understanding so they could understand the scriptures, so they could see what he was doing.
Right.
And that is where leaders has to be.
Right.
Men and women with their eyes open in the realm of the spirit. Leaders has to be good followers. Leaders have to be good followers. You can't follow, you can't lead.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, leaders has to be the greatest followers.
Yes, sir.
Greater than lay people.
Yes, sir.
You can't take it, you won't make it.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes it's salt, sometimes it's pepper.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes your eyes going to burn.
Yeah, sir.
Because God is trying to clear your eyes up so you can see like him.
Yes, sir.
I got to close, man. Yeah. Oh, so he irritates your eye.
Yeah.
He permit them things not to run smooth in your life.
Right. Yes, sir.
God is trying to get your attention.
Yes, sir.
What is this vision about to you? He says his eyes are open. He said something. He saw the vision. Keep going back to number 24:3. Maybe you need to look at it. He took up his parable and said, Balaam, the son of Beor, has said, and the man whose eyes are open has said.
Yeah.
Number 24:4, he said, which heard the word of God, here it is. Open your Bible, you need to go to that, you need to go to the scripture now. I might have to close. Mine's getting so good. We're making history this morning.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Glory to God. Yes, trying to open it up. I mean, if a minister don't see this,
Right.
He got his 140-year-old grandfather eye.
Yeah.
Right. You don't see this,
right.
Listen.
Yes,
his eyes open. He said something. He saw the vision.
Right.
His eyes open. Mm-hmm. He said something. He saw the vision.
Right.
See, his eyes open for it.
Yeah. Right.
Then he said something.
Yes, sir.
Then he saw the vision.
Right.
And he looked up his parable, number 24:3,
and
said, Balaam, the son of Beor, has said, and the man, whose eyes are open, has said.
Right?
Then you go to the 24th verse. He has said, what heard the word of God, all right, which saw the vision of the Almighty, fall into a trance, but having his eyes open. Now, sometimes I'm saying something, my natural eyes are open, but they are not the one that I'm seeing through.
Right. Yes.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
God opened their eyes so they can see.
Right.
Once you see the vision, you will see the blessing
that
come from the vision.
Yes, sir.
I got members of this church see the vision,
yes, sir.
And they're getting the blessing.
Yes, sir.
The other one might get upset. I threw both of those flowers over Sunday. Just knock them down. I don't care if they break the marble or what. Yeah. Lord, I just heard the Lord. That happened to me once or twice at Creflo.
Right.
And they kept trying to pick them up. I kept kicking them back down.
Yeah.
You know what that is? Disturbing the ordinary.
Yeah.
Nothing in you is greater than God. Some members, I threw it over. They don't know why I did it.
Yeah.
Spirit of God said, throw them over. I threw one over. I went and said, no, throw the other one over.
Right.
And you know, you down in that, oh, Lord. You know, remember, oh, Lord, just tearing the church up. No, even though one of the greatest move I had in the spirit.
Yeah.
When the spirit is erupted
by
God saying, I'm the source.
Yes, sir.
Nothing else in your matter.
Right, right.
So Acts 6, 1 through 7 is the groundwork of the vision.
Right. Yes, sir.
Ooh, Lord. You have multitudes and murmurers. There are certain men and women that has to be selected to handle the business. Who are full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom,
yes, sir.
And full of faith.
Yes, sir.
And they say it in the fourth verse. Look what he said, Acts 6, 4. But we give ourselves continuous to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And I wrote, there must be a surrender to certain things,
yes,
prayer and the ministry of the word. To be in alignment with God's assignment, take heed to yourself, Acts 20, 28.
Yes, sir.
You have to take heed before you can lead. You have to take heed to yourself before you can feed anybody's spiritual thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Continue in prayer. Prayer is first.
Right. Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord. I've been going an hour or something, Junior.
Yes, sir.
You must know the blessing of the connection.
Right.
Write that
yes,
down.
Yeah.
You must know the blessing. Is there anything?
Right.
This is not the zoo.
Right. That's right.
You must know it.
That's another thing. That gorilla was supposed to be killed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
These animals, activists, talking about the killer good gorilla. He got a baby in his hand. That gorilla don't wash with that baby Royce.
Right.
That's right.
I want to say something. Kill him. Gorilla.
Yeah.
You have to take heed to yourself before you can feed anybody spiritual thing. You must know the blessing of connection. Some things are happening to you because, some things are happening to you because of the connection, not because of you.
Right.
That's good.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
I just lost about 14 people.
Yes, sir.
You think I care?
Yes, sir.
You got to know this.
Yes, sir.
To give you an initiative to stay coming forward. There's something in this for you.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes, sir.
This is what the Lord wants me to tell you, because people are not about doing something for nothing.
Right.
I told you that earlier.
Right.
See, some things wouldn't happen.
That's right.
Now,
that's right.
I'll take Dan again.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Yeah.
He's flying around through there now.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Right.
He got delivered from being used and abused by people who didn't had nothing to offer him.
That's right, sir.
Come on,
yes, sir. He freed up.
Yes, sir.
See? He just ordered him an RV.
Yeah.
You can travel, you see.
Yes, sir.
Went
yes, sir.
Pick yeah, a new RV, you see.
Yes, sir.
So we'll take up next session about keeping the vision fresh in you.
Yes, sir.
And keeping an altar and an audience before God. Father, we just thank you today for every minister that is under the sound of my voice, every son and every daughter. I believe that the sufficiency of you and the sufficiency of this revelation that you have given us the vision of LTMA today of changing the lives of ministers with the word of God. I know you want to change us all from glory to glory and from faith to faith. And we thank you for the time you have permitted us to be together.
Yes.
We thank you for these men and women, faithfulness on the line and those who are here, that the oneness of the spirit, the oneness of the faith, the oneness of realization be upon us, that we can realize some things as the prophet, the apostles, and the pastors of old did in the scriptures. So we thank you for fresh anointing on each one of the participants, each one. I believe you have drawn each one to this rendezvous, this place, this time. I thank you. You give us insight of how to continue to move LTMA in position, but the man forte is to change ministers' lives with the word of God. And to help ministers express their calling and the vision you have given them. So I bless every visionary on this line today and those who are here with me that are fresh anointed. And that the next time they pray, they'll have a fresh appeal toward heaven and get fresh answers. Whatever struggling, whatever blocking, whatever hindering, may there be a refreshing to overpower that scenario, that situation. There's a stunt in growth. I turn growth loose now. If there's a stunt in any one of their children, I turn the power of the Holy Ghost on that child. A conviction that child will fulfill its spot. Glory to God. Dear brother, Sakananayaya. Brakandala Bayata. Financial efficiency and financial deficiency must dissipate now. And they'll have sufficient finances for to come to meetings and to be, and to be further involved. And let them take a chance. Help them to take a chance when they don't even have enough. Take a chance. Trust you. Take a what kind of chance that is? It's already done. What kind of chance that is? Come on, help me, somebody. I'm praying, but there's a chance. Huh? What? A calculated chance. Yeah, already done. Because God never lets you down. Thank you. Thank you for this impartation. Thank you. That a sweet, sweet spirit is in every office, every car, every room where any LTMA members are. They feel a refreshing. Ooh, I impart a fresh anointing, a fresh word, a fresh timing for them. Oh, God, let us love one another. Let us look out for one another. Let us restore one another, walk with one another. Ah, my goodness. Thank you.